Astori Publishing presents Betrayal on the Baltic. The winter chill in Tallinn whispered through narrow streets as Agent Sarah Mitchell navigated the maze of covert identities and half-truths. Her eyes, hardened by years of missions that left scars deeper than any wound, reflected determination and the weight of her haunted past. Tonight, she was not alone in her mission, leading a team tasked with unraveling a mystery that had already cost the intelligence community dearly. James Parker, a seasoned spy, had vanished under suspicious circumstances while tracking Russian drone activities. The mission's gravity tightened the knot in Sarah's stomach as she recalled Parker's exceptional, if often reckless, dedication. At a discreet safe house on the edge of the city, Sarah assembled the means to recover compromised intelligence and salvage what remained of their honor. Michael Reynolds, a tech expert whose brilliant mind was tinted with a personal vendetta that burned just below the surface, leaned over a spread of digital maps and schematics. His fingers traced the outlines of police lines and air routes connecting distant rendezvous points. Across the warn table, Lena Kosk, an operative born in these very lands, offered a quiet nod of acknowledgement. Her voice, low and measured, carried hints of caution. "We must be cautious here. Not everything is as it seems," she remarked, her eyes narrowing as she reviewed intercepted communications. Young Daniel Torres, eager yet simmering with uncertainty, shifted his weight anxiously beside them. His cheerful exterior masked the raw ambition that came with inexperience in lives lived at the edge of danger. In the dim light of a room lined with outdated Soviet maps and the glow of computer screens, Sarah's thoughts drifted to the cost of failure, both in the field and in the silent internal battles that never ceased. The decisions she'd made haunted her, each memory a reminder that every error could slip into the folds of history as a life lost. With a steady inhale, she cleared the darkness from her thoughts and addressed her team, her tone subdued yet resolute. "Parker was a reliable man. If he's in trouble, we have no margin for error. We need clear eyes and quick reflexes," Michael retorted with a hint of frustration as he tapped at his keyboard. "You know how he always got in deep, but this time we can't let personal histories derail the operation." Lena's gaze fell on Sarah, measuring both her professional command and the burden of past missteps. Daniel, fiddling with the strap of his equipment, broke his silence. "I've studied the patterns, and the trail seems to lead us to a compound near the old harbor, though the data isn't complete." His voice carried unsaid questions as to whether the ever-present danger was a reflection of the mission or an omen of misfortune. Sarah's eyes hardened as she surveyed each face, absorbing the unspoken tension in the air. The blend of youthful determination, cynical expertise, and ambiguous loyalty formed an uneasy alliance. As they pored over the maps and debriefed the scant intelligence gathered from local contacts, the chill outside seemed to mirror the inner resolve that drew forth memories of battles fought and lost. Every whispered conversation, every furtive glance held the promise of conflict ahead, echoing in the silent corridors of her thoughts. In that cramped room, beneath the low hum of aging machinery and the distant echoes of a city not fully awake, the team began to trace the path that might soon lead them into an unpredictable confrontation with forces far beyond their control. With the mission unfolding layer by layer, Sarah Mitchell steeled herself against both external threats and the storm of doubts within, a storm that threatened to obscure the line between duty and the ghosts of her past. The team moved out into the pre-dawn chill, footsteps echoing softly against frost-hardened cobblestones as they retraced Parker's final course through the old quarter of Tallinn. In a narrow side street lined with ancient facades and shuttered windows, Michael found a secluded spot behind a stack of disused crates to tap into local surveillance networks. His fingers flew over the keyboard of a battered laptop, coaxing out forgotten feeds and encrypted data that hinted at Parker's movements. The grainy footage showed a familiar figure, a solitary silhouette darting between alleys, interspersed with disjointed clips of bustling scenes and empty thoroughfares. Lena, slipping through the morning haze like a whisper, contacted her network of informants. She met with a nervous shopkeeper at a modest kiosk, listening as he described a man matching Parker's description seen at a nearby tea house. Yet through fragments of hearsay, a subtle uncertainty threaded her words, a hesitancy that stirred Daniel's concern. As she scribbled down numbers and locations in a worn notebook, Daniel watched with a furrowed brow, noting how her information didn't fully align with Michael's digital trail. A few blocks away, Daniel accompanied Michael as he cross-referenced surveillance feeds with Lena's intelligence. His eyes darted from the screen to the street beyond, absorbing the sounds of a waking city. Over a crackle in the radio, Michael remarked, "There's a gap around that market near the central square. The cameras all go dark as if bypassed." Daniel hesitated, weighing instincts against his colleague's cautious tone. He sensed Lena's data might be misleading, but chose silence for now. Their path led them to the heart of the market, where morning commerce hummed in a cautious rhythm. The air was laden with the aroma of fresh bread and strong coffee, punctuated by the chatter of locals negotiating. In the crowd, shadows moved with furtive purpose, two figures whose deliberate motions set Daniel's pulse racing. Clad in worn leather and sporting dark accents, they drifted among the stalls, scanning the crowd with precision. Sarah signaled for the team to lay low, and they melted into the anonymity of bystanders. Michael's focus remained glued to his gadget as he scanned the market, capturing streams from concealed cameras. Lena hovered near a vendor known for whispering secrets, weaving casual pleasantries into queries about unusual shipments and unfamiliar faces. Daniel lingered near the exit, aware of the operatives he'd seen. Their approach was near silent, a cold force slipping into their investigation. When one paused by a stall, locking eyes with Daniel, a shiver of recognition passed through him. With a curt signal, Sarah led him aside. In a hushed voice, she murmured, "Keep close. They're not just passing through." Her steadiness provided a veneer of control, yet beneath, the tension was palpable. Michael's voice crackled low over his earpiece. "I'm isolating the feed. Too much interference, like someone doesn't want us to have a clear picture." Lena traced a pressed map, aligning notes with digital overlays on Michael's screen. The evidence, however, painted a picture with too many unknowable gaps. Daniel's skepticism deepened in the silence, unspoken questions swirling as he watched Lena's measured expressions. His recollection of Parker's last moments strained under irregular details. The threat of Russian operatives lurking with practiced stealth lingered like a whisper of danger. Every step into Talon seemed to unravel another thread of uncertainty, spinning the team into a dance of trust and deception. The chill was not just from the winter night. It seeped into their resolve, planting seeds of doubt that promised to grow as the investigation advanced and the truth of Parker's fate hid farther in the tangled network of local shadows and external manipulations. Under the stark glow of fluorescent lights, the team moved through the train station, hearts beating in tight rhythm. Sarah scanned the sea of commuters, every face a potential threat. The coded message from Parker was their guide, hinting at hidden evidence within the station's depths. Michael worked his handheld device, unraveling disrupted camera feeds, while Lena lingered a step back, her relaxed demeanor conflicted by a hint of hesitation that Sarah quietly noted. At a remote corridor's end, Parker's discreet markings guided them to an inconspicuous panel by an unused maintenance door. "Here," Sarah murmured, scarcely audible above the bustling crowd. Michael's voice crackled through the earpiece. "I'm picking up something behind that door. It's not supposed to be there." Daniel moved with purpose, eyes alert to every moving shadow. Sarah swiftly activated a concealed console, revealing a compartment that held a sturdy, unmarked case. Inside was a compact package, its weight emblematic of the burdens it might unveil. She secured it close, feeling its gravity. Suddenly, alarm shattered the station's calm. Chaos erupted as Russian agents emerged from the crowd, blending into the civilian tide. "Move!" Sarah commanded, slicing through the deafening noise. They sprang into action. Michael manipulated his device, eyes flicking nervously as Daniel sensed an encroaching threat. Lena hesitated slightly at a corner, her paws drawing Sarah's wary attention. They darted between kiosks and columns, dodging surveillance beams and weaving through frantic bystanders. The agents closed in, searchlights flashing across the chaos. "Keep moving, Lena," Sarah urged through the comms, masking her unease. Lena's clipped response only intensified the underlying tension. A train approached with a thunderous roar, time slipping dangerously away. Michael darted into a narrow space between luggage racks as searchlights flitted across the floor. Driven by urgency, Daniel powered forward, each step infused with desperation. Reaching a final corridor, they pushed through double doors onto a service platform. The relentless pursuit echoed behind them. In the shadows, their silent Exie